That, my friends, is totally up to you. And so my heart hurts for those people that out of straight ignorance, they just don't even realize that they have settled into a habit that is detrimental to their future and their children's future. And their children's 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 future. Let me reveal to you a concept that I have passionately, and I mean passionately, have spoken about for the last 16 years. Why? Because I got over the number one cause for failure 16 years ago. And I refuse to bow down to it again. And have helped thousands and tens of thousands get over their number one cause for failure and to see them soar and become something that they never even thought was possible. So how did this epidemic start? I don't know, and I don't care. I have a little bit of an idea that this epidemic started probably from the beginning of time with the greatest trickster of all time, a liar, who has absolutely whispered lies into people's ears, and yet it now becomes part of their very mainframe, part of their standard method of operation, part of their living, part of their thinking, part of their breathing, all encompasses this one thing. And you want to write this down. The number one cause for failure in human beings, I believe, after working and training with tens of thousands of people, this is not some hypothetical thing I read in a book. No, this is, number one, I had to get over it myself. Number two, I've helped thousands of other people get over it. And when I see that they got over it, guess what? They succeeded. That's what's on the other side of this issue, is true success. Success in all areas of your life. Success with your spouse, your children. Success socially, relationally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. Yes, getting over this one thing that is so minute, so small, and yet most of you do not realize that you are held in captive by this one word, held captive in bondage, wrapped in chains, chains around your eyes, chains around your mouth, chains around your ears, around your neck, around your arms, around your body, around your legs, around your feet, chains wrapped everywhere. And 98% of us have this problem. We live in it daily. We don't do anything to get over it. 98% of us have this problem in more than one area in our life, whether it's with our husband, our kids, our time, whatever. Don't you hate it when people give you excuses? That's the number one cause that I've experienced for failure in most people. Excuses. You see, the definition of an excuse in my book is a well-planned lie. And when I look back 16 years ago, and I look at the opportunity that there was to make excuses, oh my gosh, it frightens me to think about where my life would be today. It frightens me to think about where my friend who introduced me to the business world 16 years ago, that he was starting in a large environmental business where they tell you to make a list of names and you're supposed to call your friends. And I was on his list of people to call. And can you just imagine? That was my first introduction to business. That was my first introduction to personal development. That was my first introduction to living a life to the fullest. It was the first introduction to people who thought positively and did things with integrity. First introduction ever to a different way of life than where I came from. And I can't imagine if he was afraid to call me. That he used some lame excuse like, well, you know, she's only 19. Or, well, you know, I don't really know if it's going to work for her. Or, you know, it's probably not for her anyway. She's probably too young to understand it. Oh, my goodness. What if my friend had an excuse not to call me? It frightens me to think that my destiny was literally in the palm of his hands as to whether or not he would do one of two things. One, have an excuse, or get some results. You see, tonight's call will reveal to you the major stumbling block that exists in most people who have settled for less, who have given up on the full potential of their life, and they don't even know why they've given up, and they don't even know how they've even settled. They just don't even know how. How did I do that? So tonight I'm going to help you, number one, reveal the excuses that you have so that you can get better at not putting up with other people's excuses, whether you are working a part-time business from home or you're a doctor and you're telling your patient that they need to change their diet or they're going to die. And yet they give you a bunch of excuses as to how they can't do that. Whether you're a dentist, so you're telling your patient you're going to lose your teeth if you don't start doing this, and yet they lie to you and say, oh, I'll give it my best shot, but yet here they come 6 months later with three more cavities. Another excuse. Have you ever had people give you the runaround? Oh, yeah, you know, I've got a movie producer that I've worked with, and, you know, when she goes out trying to sell her movies, guess what? People give her excuses. Right now is not the right time. Why don't you give me a call next fall? However which way they want to say it, it's still some lame excuse. Don't you hate getting excuses from your kids? You tell them to clean their room and they give you some lame excuse. Oh, I ran out of time and I had to do this and then I had to. Doesn't that just like frustrate you? It infuriates me. Excuses drive me crazy. And I come to find out that being driven crazy by excuses actually wasn't all that bad of a thing. Even the scriptures points out how God hates excuses, which I think was hilarious, and we're supposed to hate what he hates and love what he loves, and excuses are one of the things that totally burns him with anger. There's several places in the Bible where people gave him excuses, and he just burned with anger, Moses being one of them. But doesn't that drive you crazy? People giving you lame excuses, cheap little excuses, excuses that just plain old don't matter. And what's pathetic is that some of you believe some of those excuses, and you just kind of go along with it, and it's okay. And so do you want to get more equipped to no longer put up with people's lies? Do you want to get more equipped to no longer deal with their lame excuses? Do you want to no longer be subject to them and have your life depend on whether or not people around you have excuses? That part really stinks. Do you understand what I just said? That, see, some of you, let's say that you're trying to build a business, right? You're trying to build a business, and yet everybody you talk to gives you some kind of lame excuse, like right now it's not the right time, or I don't have the money, I need to talk to my spouse. They really need to think it over. Right? You get those kind of lame excuses? Well, can't you see that until you learn how to handle those excuses, deal with those excuses, your future is, hello, hanging out. Your future is totally hanging out, waiting for other people to get over their excuses. Can you see clearly that that is no way to build a future? It's on other people's excuses? It's not.